ladies and gentlemen, Chris Tucker!
Man, it's so early. Birds ain't even up. What are we doing up, Rick? What's up, man? You're stuck in danger. We don't move. You're not doing that. And then the goo. You're not your finger. You know you play Michael that wake me up.
Chris Tucker's in the building.
Out here.
Y'all ain't gonna believe it. Yeah. Chris Tucker is in the building.
Yes, yes, he is.
I told y'all I'm coming. I'm here, Ricky.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
We already laughing, man. Yeah. I don't even know where to start.
It's like they press pause on the mid-90s. You look just like yourself.
Man, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Everybody aging but you. What you doing, man?
Man, you know, I've been chilling. Traveling. I ain't been stressing out. Just been chilling. Eating right.
Hey, man. Doggone to Chris Tucker. Hey, I was doing a show one time. We was in Orlando, and then we was in Montgomery, Alabama, man. And Chris Tucker just showed up and said, hey, man, you know Chris Tucker in your dressing room? I said, hell no, Chris in the dressing room. And then I went on stage and started talking about him real bad, like I was hating. And then I had him to come through the audience, and the crowd went crazy.
Love it.
And that's my favorite Chris Tucker moment right there.
Oh, we had some fun that night, man. You was ripping it. I said, I'm going to go get a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Ricky went up there and was tearing it up, man. We had some fun.
Oh, man, so what you working on now, man? Congratulations on everything.
Man, thank you. Congratulations to you, too, man, on the show, on everything, man. But we got my show. I'm filming my first comedy stand-up movie in Atlanta, Georgia, November 9th and 10th at the Fabulous Fox Theater.
Okay.
And, man, it's long awaited. This is something I always wanted to do growing up watching Richard Pryor doing his stand-up comedy movies and Eddie Murphy with Raw. This is something I always wanted to do. And then, when I got into the movies, I sort of got away from comedy. Then I've been touring for the last 2 years, man, and it's right. It's there.
So this is going to come out in theaters.
It's going to come out in theaters. We're filming it in November, November 9th and 10th, but it's going to come out in theaters early next year sometime.
Good stuff, man.
I know that's going to be fine, though.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm trying to keep it where Richard left it and where Eddie left it.
Right.
And where we're the next generation. So
exactly.
I'm trying to keep it there. I can't drop the ball. Can't drop the ball.
And I know you got that. You know, what was it? And I'm going to let you go, but I just got to ask this. Man, what was it like, man? I never met Michael Jackson, man. What was that like, man,
Michael Jackson's friend? It was incredible, man. It was like, he was like a modern-day king, man, and he was the nicest guy ever, man. And he was a fan of mine, and of course I was a fan. He grew up just being a fan. And he was just, my biggest moment with Michael when I made him laugh. And I didn't even know, he just laughed at me.
What kind of stuff would he laugh at?
He would just laugh the way I talk, because I guess he thought I was country, and he would say my name like Krull. I'm like, trying to get jokes, Michael? Oh, no.
So you crack back on him?
Oh, no. I was scared, man. He threw me out of Neverland. I wanted to stay in Neverland. I was like,
So who wants to get thrown out of Neverland?
Like, hey, changed my name. He started calling me Christmas and stuff. I didn't know who he was talking about. He said, hey, Christmas. So who are you talking about? What is wrong with him? I'm talking about you. Your name sounds like Christmas. It's beautiful. We should keep
it. It's beautiful.
Michael was a genius, man.
So when y'all would hang out, would there be a bunch of people around y'all, or was it just you and Mike time?
It would be just me and Michael, because most of the time, yeah, I would catch up with him, but, it'd be just me and him and security guards.
Mike Smoke?
No. One time we was in Vegas, though. This was the crazy thing. We was in Vegas, and Michael went shopping. We went to this place in the Phoenician, and that's how I realized I was with Michael Jackson. I mean, these people swarmed him, man, like Jesus. I couldn't believe it.
And when
they pushed me out of the way. They thought I was his security guard. They said, man, Michael Jackson's security guard looked like Chris Tucker, man. I said, I am Chris Tucker. Get off of me. Michael got to go.
And how he say your name?
He said, Christmas. Christmas, stay up. Keep up. He said, you're a great security guard. You're great, Chris. You got me out of that mall.
What did he say? He said you got him what?
He said, you got me right out of that mall, Chris. You should be a security guard. You were great. You were funny, too. I love when I made him laugh. That was the thing.
Oh, man.
If you want to talk to Chris Tucker, hit us up. 1-866-9-RICKY. 1-866-9-RICKEY.
Call me.
Boy, you got my chest. All right, Chris Tucker's in the building, y'all. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.